Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Wednesday, December 25th. South Bruce OPP say two people from Barrie are facing a slew of charges following a collision along Bruce Road 4 in Brockton. Police say on Monday evening, officers responded to a collision where they found a single vehicle in the ditch. The investigating officer determined the occupants were in contravention of release conditions and two people were taken into custody. As a result, a 36-year-old was charged with four counts of possession of a firearm, driving while under suspension, possession of a substance, and others. While the other 27-year-old was charged with failing to comply with an undertaking. The accused have a court date in Walkerton in January. O'Share is helping out those in need in the Owen Sound area with a Christmas meal today. Turkey with all the fixings is being served from noon till 1 at O'Share's 3rd Avenue East location. Colleen Trask-Seaman is O'Share's executive director.
Every meal at O'Share is from the community because we don't receive any government support, so every meal is through donation, which is incredible.
The Salvation Army has had a busy year, but they're looking back at their accomplishments over a very busy 2024. Community Services Manager for Owen Sound, Saugeen Shores, Alice Wannan, says that this year has been their busiest ever.
I've been with the Salvation Army for 32 years, and we have never seen the need as great as it is right now.
She says the cause of the increased demand is not any one thing in specific, but their goal is to make sure everyone is taken care of. On to national news, experts are warning Canadians should prepare for a spring election, even if Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stays on. According to media reports, while the exact timing is still up in the air, Pendulum Group's co-founder says the best bet is for the government to fall by late March and for a general election to happen in April or May. This comes after NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says he would vote down the Liberal government when they return from the winter break. Canada's premiers are calling on the federal government to extend the deadline for claiming charitable donations on tax returns through the end of February. According to media reports, Ontario Premier Doug Ford made the request in a letter to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Tuesday. The premiers are requesting that the federal government extend the deadline from the end of the year to the end of February 2025, which would allow donors to send their checks later than usual but still get credited for the 2024 tax year. And experts say the next few months are going to be rough for the Canadian dollar as it appears to continue its downward trend. According to media reports, the Canadian dollar has been trading below 70 cents US in recent weeks and is nearly 4% below where it was in September. The chief market strategist for Corpay predicts the coming months will be very turbulent periods for Canada as uncertainty stemming from incoming US President Donald Trump's policy proposals weigh on business investment and consumer confidence. This could result in a weaker loonie in the short term. In sports, NHL teams are off until Friday. Meanwhile, Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George and Team Canada will open the 2025 World Junior Hockey Championship in Ottawa on Boxing Day against Finland. And the NFL has two Christmas Day games scheduled, with Kansas at Pittsburgh and Baltimore at Houston. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.